Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. And TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. Floyd Street, you're on the clock. Steve Rummage in the building. Brian Hall in the booth.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to be honest with you. This Sidney Curry thing, I don't like putting myself. Yeah, it's good. It's good. I don't like putting myself out there like this. But look, at this point, it's gonna hurt my feelings if we don't get him. It's gonna hurt my feelings because I'm so excited.
I'm gonna need a good explanation.
Well, great news, by the way. Apparently, Matt Cross is on campus.
Hey, welcome, Matt Cross. Glad to get on up here.
I don't know if that's official yet or not, but apparently that's the word around the streets.
Is he posting on the gram?
Nope. But
maybe that was Matt Cross that honked at me today.
It might have been.
He's like, I'm here.
So apparently he's in town. And Sidney Curry apparently was in town yesterday.
You say was. Is he not in town anymore?
Well, yeah, I believe he's in town yesterday and today, so it wouldn't be too bad to get some news in the next day or so.
Or during the show.
That would be fine, too. Like, UofL needs to coordinate those a little better. Like,
I know.
Look, call us, coordinate that. Look, we'll pump it up. It'll be awesome.
But can you keep the secret, Steve?
No.
Kenny?
Yeah.
Vince?
Yes.
Coach Sack?
Yeah, call Marcus.
Coach Mack,
yeah.
Delete Steve from the text chain.
Okay.
Because he can't keep a secret.
Okay.
So if we're going to coordinate these announcements and these commitments and all this good stuff.
Okay.
For this thing in particular, we have to leave Steve out of it.
No, because like if I had got that call before, I would have opened the show with, today with, feel like we're going to get a little news.
just the worst.
Anybody like curry chicken?
The worst like teases humanly possible.
Oh man. So yeah. So anyways, there is a lot going on. The football team. We're gonna get to that. Coach Satterfield and put a little Frederick back out this weekend.
Coach Satterfield and the University of Louisville football team. Listen, y'all had the fan base having so much fun on social media. And I'm telling you, when the Cardinal energy is right, like you can just, it's funny because you can tell by how your rival is behaving how much of a good time you're having.
Oh, no, we are, man. Look, James was out there last night at 7 o'clock on a random Sunday night. Listen, he's got like the number 2 or 3 player in the country apparently on campus, man. And you know what he was out there tweeting about at 7:30 on a random Sunday night?
I'm listening.
Louisville's JUCO kid. I was like, yeah, you scared. Yeah. You were Matt's gonna tap at rear end this year and referee us. What's happening?
Matt and Sat.
Yeah. Well, Sat's gonna do it here in Louisville. Yeah, so that's awesome, dude.
Brian Hall in the booth. Brian, what's going on, my man?
I'm with you guys. This has been a fun weekend. Obviously, I'm excited about the 2022 kid that's coming in, the wide receiver Chance Morrow. I mean, having a 6'6 wide receiver, I mean, we haven't had that kind of height at wide receiver since Mario Yuridia. And and honestly, I'd say this guy's even a step ahead of that.
Brian, since you brought it up and you just went there, can you tell? Can you reread your SportsCenter note on the Chance Moore? Do you have your notes?
Morrow, sorry.
I keep saying more. Why do I keep saying more?
Well, I kind of wing it a little bit, but my notes were something to the line of the University of Louisville football team.
Sorry. I was just throwing that out there. He was wondering why he said Chance Moore, and I'm like, I was like, I bet that's where you.
Okay. I keep saying that.
So I kind of put bullet points and I kind of wing it when I go, but it was something to the extent of the Louisville football team had a big weekend picking up three commits, two JUCOs to add to this year's team, JUCO quarterback Brock Doman and JUCO cornerback Trey Franklin, both expected to add it to the depth for this year's roster. And then they added to the 2022 class with North Carolina wide receiver Chance Morrow, who is a 6'6" wide receiver who chose the Cards over offers from Oklahoma, Miami, along with a lengthy list, and he is the fourth commit for the 2022 class.
Okay, do you know who else is on that lengthy list?
Yeah, I can look it up real quick.
Steve.
Texter says, saw Sidney Curry in the lobby of the Galt House last night. Dude is a freaking brick wall.
Well, that's awesome.
That's awesome. I like that.
Where are you going to?
So the main ones are Miami, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Oklahoma.
You didn't think you should add in all those?
Well, I kind of was at a pinch here, and I got my SportsCenter done about 1 minute before I was supposed to.
If it was a Kentucky player, do you think they would not have named every single? You don't think they would have named Miami, Notre Dame,
no, and I would
Ohio
too,
State,
but
Oklahoma.
I was literally going off of my head because I was trying to get the SportsCenter done in time, and I was like, I know it was Miami, I know Oklahoma was on there, and I couldn't remember Ohio State. So basically I left out Ohio State and Notre Dame, and I should have added them in.
You definitely should have added them in. Because I remember listening, I'm thinking, that's a pretty – did you just, like, cut the list that short? And I was like, no.
I normally wouldn't.
Take advantage.
I was in a pinch.
Fair enough. But
And just while we're having such a good time, there's a recruit that will – no, I'm sorry. A committed signee that released a video this weekend, and I have a comparison, Steve.
Okay.
That not only made you uncomfortable yesterday,
ooh,
may make the entire fan base uncomfortable. Ooh. A kid that's going to be here next year.
Mm.
Signed, sealed, and delivered. Going to be here next year.
Not this upcoming season, but
next
season. Right.
And just flying under the radar, meanwhile, becoming an absolute stud.
Yeah.
So there's that we got to talk about. Vince Tyre joined Drew Deaner this morning. Kind of broke down a couple name, image, and likeness angles. I'm going to try to stay away from that as much as humanly possible because feels like, you know, we just...
Well, we're so close to July 1st, too, and I think just in our precious 2 hours that we have, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I do think it's a big conversation. I think Drew does a great job of breaking it down, too. He's a little bit of the Grinch sometimes, but he does a great job at breaking it all down. But there was a couple things Vince said this morning that we'll chat about.
Speaking of, at this point, it is your responsibility to make our TVs operational every day. You've always been in charge of the TVs. Whenever we do pregame shows or postgame shows or anything, you've always been in charge of the TVs.
Okay.
Speaking of Drew Deaner, speaking of the Players Club, we have televisions all around this place. Why aren't they on, Steve?
That's a good point. I don't know. Listen, these are new. I don't really know how to work them yet.
You have remote controls everywhere.
Okay. Well, here. This is what I'm going to do. We'll do this on air.
Why are we not looking
at... It says on?
Why are we not looking at sports? And have you not...
I hit on?
You powered off the TV. they're
not on. Look, it's on now.
You saw all the little DirecTV logos floating around?
No, I haven't saw anything. What is this? Receiver was in sleep mode due to 4 hours of inactivity. Okay, thank you. Okay, first take. Look, now there's volume on.
You're in charge of now the televisions. Okay. You were in charge of
You do the show. I'm going to get...
Fair enough.
Listen, I'm going to get you some TV.
Fair enough. Back to the show. I mean, listen, sometimes the television sparks ideas. It's important we keep, you know, listen, because I'm expecting, what if Sidney Curry is on the bottom line of ESPN?
Yeah, and what if monkeys fly out of my butt, like, during the show?
Former Kansas commit. You don't think that's a bottom line worthy story, Steve? Former Kansas commit.
It's headed to the University of Louisville. Yeah.
You don't think that's ESPN worthy?
Absolutely do.
Yeah. So
absolutely.
It's important we have the television on.
Okay.
For any possible good news.
Okay. I love it.
The commits. Do you want to start with the football commits? Do you want to start with the?
Well, yeah. Listen, we can. Oh, Wimbledon's on. That's why I was like, "What? What the crap is First Take on ESPN2?" Look, I was getting mad. Okay, and now I'm gonna put this one on Skip. And we can do it all.
Yeah,
we can do it all. We can have everything. We have ESPN News back here behind Brian. We've got TVs galore. I've got three TVs. This is awesome. We're gonna have to do 5 hour shows come March Madness. I just want to do shows with get, and we'll just take you all the way up until 3 o'clock with Ennis.
I'm just gonna start hanging out here. I'm just.
This is cooler than my own home.
I'm just.
I like this.
I'm gonna just bring cocktail and put it in the refrigerator.
Right.
And just. Yeah, I'm here for tonight.
Speaking of that, dude, listen, real quick, I'm going to say this, and then we're going to get to the commits. I found the best Asian bistro, just place. It's amazing. And if I don't, listen, I've been kind of working out because I'm in fantasy camp mode.
Ah,
right?
You did say that.
I'm getting ready for fantasy camp. Put the Playboy channel on. Okay. We could do that, I assume. That'd be another option.
I'll probably get a YouTube strike.
Okay, fair enough. But listen, right, like literally, I walk out of my house, I can take a left, dude, and it's right there.
Asian Bistro.
And it is probably the best I've ever had anywhere. Like, listen, and it's one of those where I'm literally like, before I even get to these commits and get to the weekend that was, I have to get this out. So listen, if anybody is up, yes, texter, yes, I'm not giving out too many names because they don't pay me to do that yet.
Right.
But yes, 559. It is such good food. I will be over there
more than you should.
Listen, that's going to be, I will literally not eat meals so I can consolidate into one meal. That's how good it is. So I was really excited about that. This weekend, what do you want to start with? You want to start with football, basketball? How do you want to do this?
What is the energy on the public? Like Brian Hall, were more people on social media excited about the football
than the basketball?
Yeah, it has to be football. Yeah,
like, I would think has to be football.
Yeah, just, nothing really.
I would say that. You know, people were fine with the JUCOs, but the big commit was, you know, the Chance Morrow. I think a lot of people were really excited about that just because they saw the offer list. And I think that I think that the avid Louisville fans know about Curry being on campus, but I think the casual fan won't really know about it until he actually commits, if he does.
See, I think this. I think Sidney Curry has taken this city.
I'm listening.
I ran into a couple people out in the store today, and it was literally like I was at Walmart, right?
You were at Walmart. Yeah. This is a Sidney Curry conversation.
I was at Walmart in Crestwood, okay? Mm-hmm. Right next to South Odom High School. It's a beautiful Walmart. I love it. I'm giving all these locations because it's like a whole new world to me. I've lived in Shepherdsville my whole life, and now I'm out. I know. Look, now I'm in the Far East End. I'm like, I know. Look, you know how many times I drive right out of my house, and I'm like, oh, we advertise with them. Oh, look, there's a fitness market. There's a, oh, look, I'm like, oh, there's that place. There's
Charity's probably looking at you like, you're obnoxious right now.
I know. Yeah, so like, but listen, here's the thing. It is
I was at Walmart with Elijah. Somebody said, Rummage. So, yeah, I was like, hey, you know, I love the show. Are we going to get this kid or not? I think that it has a lot of people, and it's what I said, I think, on Friday. I think that adding him, if we do, and I'm already in. Listen, I said.
Okay, odds. Give me odds first. Before you go in, no, double and triple down, because I want people to feel the pain when you don't get him and feel the elation when you do.
Yeah.
So give me your odds right now.
Listen, it's one of those deals where my feelings, I put it out there, is going to be hurt because I'm at like 98%.
Who are you going to blame before you hear what happened? Before you hear the rumors? Jeez, I changed it when I first got here.
I was like, man, this is too hot. Who am I going to blame? I'd have to hear the story. But
no, it doesn't have to be individual. You can say I'm going to blame the name, image, and likeness somebody.
Well, here's the thing, because let me just since I'm being all the way open and I'm just opening myself up to this one, it's one of those deals where I'm like, you're getting him on campus in late June. This is the University of Louisville.
Keep in mind, if you're late, we're talking about 6'8". Big body guy who likes to dunk like a Louisville player is supposed to like to dunk.
Yeah. No, he does. Yep. He does. And around the basket, you know, and I don't know that it's necessarily a position of need, but I think that it's, and this is what a lot of people have been asking me. They say, does this worry you about Malik? Does it worry you about JJ coming along? And I say no. I said, because I don't think it's necessarily a position of need, rather than he offers something we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, and that's not degrading the players that we have. That's just saying we don't have anybody that does what he does. It would be like last year. We didn't, you know, if you don't need another wing or something, but you're like, yeah, but this guy shoots the lights out. Okay, well, we don't have a guy that does that. So, like, that's something. So, I think Curry...
We always need a finisher.
Because, again, I'm not sure Curry comes in and starts.
He's a finisher.
Yeah, but I know he's a finisher. I know he's a guy that's going to live around the basket, that's going to be tough. And, look, I also understand in the ACC, he might not dunk every time he touches the ball. But I believe he's a guy that's going to try every time it is even humanly possible.
Yes.
That's what
if
I
he
want.
Gets daylight, he's not going to be waiting for, you know, he's not going to hesitate to try to, you know, tattoo somebody.
Yeah. Right. So it's like it can be that too.
Yeah. Because here's the thing too, and I do see the online traffic about hurting other people's development, and like I said, without being a basketball snob, you know, having 5 good wings in the range of 6'5 to 6'8, 6'9. Having 5 of those on your team is practice development, is game depth, you know, the I word you don't worry about as much. It's a good thing. So it's not hurting someone's development. You know what hurts development? When you have 3 good dudes like Matt Cross, JJ Traynor, and Jalen Withers, and when you only have those 3 going against each other Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, when you only have 3 of those guys, you know, going, you know, JJ and Jalen just going against each other every single day, that's what stunts your growth. So when you say log jam at this position or, you know, too many players at one position, it's like, no, that's how you get better at that position, by having 5 guys competing for 2 spots. That's what makes them better. I meant minutes.
Yeah.
Now you force Coach Mack to be even more of a zero tolerance policy. I need... Because that's going to make a guy come in and put the extra work in now. Because, you like, Mac, let's just say Coach Mac had to put up with mistakes a lot more.
Right, right.
You know, before. And now he doesn't. But it's it filters out. You know, it's Darwinism. I mean, y'all know that.
Yeah.
You know what this is.
Well, absolutely. And like I said, I think it gives you if I look at a guy and I say he doesn't.
JJ would learn something from a dunker.
I think so. If nothing else, he would. You're going to play against guys that play like Sidney Curry.
Yep.
And it's going to be the first time you've ever played against
him. Yeah, because we didn't have anybody who liked to dunk.
So why would I not go out and get a guy who offers something that I don't have on my team? And that's where, and I guess back to your point, why I'm at like 98% and why my feelings are going to be so hurt at this point. Because for one, I trust my university. And I'm like, this is the University of Louisville. We're getting a kid this late in the game. You don't let a kid that late in the game. It's like Trez. Trez got here about the same time in June.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get off his, like, I mean, you might go home and decide, but you get what I'm saying. Like, you're not getting off this campus without going, yeah, this is it, you know, and moving along. Anytime Louisville gets late guys, I feel confident that, no, yeah, we getting them. Like, they, because it's like, and this is late like that, and I think that it's a one that.
Unless they're just coming in to test their skills and see and then realize, oh, yeah, it's a traffic jam here.
Well, sure.
As a player.
And there could be that, but I can't imagine a guy who's been to JUCO that plays like that that's going to look and say, oh, man, I can't play here. And plus, you're Malik's guy. Malik's telling you, you know, you can play here, you know.
And
there's a lot of minutes in a 40-minute game, too.
And I'm in a good mood. I'm in a good mood right now. I'm sure Steve is going to protect my good mood. By censoring, if you, I want you to call into the show and voice your opinions on our recruits and commitments and things like that. Mm-hmm. I want you all to participate in the show. If you call into this show, you make a comparison to Aiden Gahan. I am not only am I going to hang up. I'm going to star 6-7 or whatever. Mm-hmm. Find a way to track you down.
Yeah. We're gonna give your phone number and do spam calls.
I'm going to give your number to every insurance, car warranty.
Yeah.
I mean, all the ungodly, harassing people. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to sell your number to every black market site.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
That I can find.
We're going to make sure you get called about your student loan 50 times a day.
Because if you think, and no, we're going to call and say, I'm ready to pay my student loan. This is my number. They'll never stop calling you.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that because, and again, if your Aiden Gahan experience has jaded you for the rest of your college basketball life, there is no place for you here. If every time you get a 6'8", 6'9", guy with a physical specimen, if every single time you're going to say, oh, but it ain't, so I'm not going to get excited. This is not the place for you. This is not the place for you. I don't even mean this show. I mean this world.
Yeah.
Exit stage left. Now. After that, I just scolded you on that. I'm going to make a comparison.
To Aiden Gahan?
To another guy.
Oh, I was like, that's going to be dirty.
And it might make you just as sick. But you'll understand it comes from a place of love. Right after this commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 99 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So, Brian, I'm sure you read the Phil Baker email this morning. Did you not?
Yeah, a little bit.
I think you and I did a great job of assisting the UPS. And because we did such a great job assisting UPS, they're bringing over wings today. Good job, UPS. Shout out to UPS for the food drop.
And I'm going to eat them, too. It's gonna be
thank
fun.
You, UPS. We appreciate right. that.
No, listen. I just wanted to make sure I gave an extra, you know, shout out to UPS for saying, you know, okay, they like working with us. We like working with them.
Texter says, what part of town is the Asian Bistro? It's Norton Commons Boulevard, right by me. Right
they there. Obviously haven't been listening to the show.
Right there, right there. No. They was legit. That's legit.
No, they would actually know.
A couple people have asked on the text line about the Maryland kid. It sounds like they say, like, the Maryland boards act like he's, like, a lock to Marquette. So I don't know that there's much going to come out of that, but I'd take him. Look like a good player. 6'5", defensive guy, all Big Ten, defense, you know, like, average 10, heck yeah.
Yeah, Division I guys like.
Somebody said you're muted.
Oh, okay. Appreciate that. Okay, so here's how it goes.
Oh, they were muted, so they didn't get to hear the it was the person asking about the Asian Bistro.
It's no, like, that wasn't muted then.
That's what they said.
My computer wasn't muted. It's been on since 15 minutes before the show, Steve.
Okay.
I just muted it playing. Brian, can you give me some real music next time coming out of break?
Well, you don't like Curtis Waters stunning?
I mean, you can throw it in as like a Ephus pitch, but that can't be the regular rotation.
Okay.
That's not the fastball.
Okay.
What's the fastball? Let's do.
I like my beat down. My top let back. Holly, if you like your beat down. Okay.
Okay, all right.
I think it's all right. This is okay beat.
That's not a fastball. That's if you throw that thing again.
So you say, throw this one again, and Brian immediately throws it. Yeah. Not only
right
coming out of break.
Right. Brian, you're messing up my YouTube. Whoa. You were just screwed up my YouTube. Now I got to spend 40 minutes deleting that segment from YouTube, and that sucks, too.
Sorry.
Fair enough.
Why don't you just, like, cut that part out and start.
No, why don't you not play stun in the middle?
Why can't you just buy the copyright? Then we don't have this problem at all.
Copyright.
$10 a month.
Hey. $10 in, man.
Bull. Listen, I was getting ready to get on everybody else's bad side. Y'all gonna get on my bad side. Okay, so here's what happens.
Okay, let's do it.
Here's what happens. You and I, Steve, we try not to be guilty about this, right?
Okay.
We try. It's something that we do, and it happens in every class.
Okay, let's do it.
It happens on every good team. When we're out here doing drafts, and you, myself, and Brian are doing our three-on-threes, and, you know, sometimes we end up just like, oh, yeah. You know, you had oh, yeah moments, right?
Right.
So just to avoid having an oh, yeah moment, I'm going to talk about a player really quick. Really quick. So, there's a player coming to the University of Louisville next year.
Yeah.
Basketball.
Mm-hmm.
He's tearing it up right now. He's tearing it up in summer, right?
Okay.
And I mean athletic hop step, right?
Mm-hmm.
Playing some good basketball. His name is Deontay Davis. Yes, that Deontay Davis, mm-hmm. who when last time y'all saw him was last summer. Mm-hmm. He's put on, what, 16 pounds of muscle?
Mm-hmm.
Or even if it's not 16 pounds of muscle, you can see the JJ Trainer-ish, you know, quick. You can see he's going to show up looking kind of Mike James-ish. A year from now, when he gets to campus, mm-hmm. he's going to be ready for basketball.
He's also has a little bit of a cheat code because he has a brother that is working out at the University of Louisville.
Right? Yes.
You know, I think
that's fair. And he competes with his brother mm-hmm. at the very least psychologically.
Well, and his brother tells him,
"This is right.
What you got to do. Yeah. This is what boom, boom, boom."
For sure.
So
he definitely has a cheat code,
but it shows,
and it shows.
Yeah.
He looks the part, and his knows his brother can come back and say, "Man, Mac's gonna want you to do this, mm-hmm. so you're gonna have to, you know, you can't lose the ball on that jump stop. Start doing that, you know, be under control. Don't ever charge, okay?" I was wondering, even looking at him, I was wondering if he had that extra bit of athleticism.
Yeah,
because you remember, we learned about DeAndre Davis. You know, he had some feet issues when he was younger. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I wonder how athletic he what was his ceiling athletically.
Right.
Brother didn't have that. You know, didn't have the athletic issues. You know what I'm saying? So, along with the good play, ball handling's picking up, athleticism shows in one dunk.
Brother's been playing heavy minutes, too, since he was a freshman in the Indianapolis area.
This is a dude.
I do want to throw that in there.
This is a dude, right? Mm-hmm. So, Steve, I go back and I'm looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, do you remember any video of Deontay Davis, Bihal?
A little bit. I watched it like right, you know, kind of when we started hearing about his potential commitment, you know, and he was visiting and, you know, his brother being here and everything. But I don't remember a lot about it right now.
By the way, Brian, you're getting some support on your song. So
thank you.
Yeah, people
I like that song.
So,
anyways,
the people love it. It's provocative. It gets the people going.
Marcus, I'll get a good one for you. I'll get a banger on the next one. Don't worry.
Let Brian live a little bit.
Deontay Davis.
Okay.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
Speaking of lack of fastballs.
Okay.
I think this might make people uncomfortable, Steve.
Mm. I think I know where you're going.
You want to know who Deontay Davis reminds me of? And I want your natural reaction, Brian.
I was going to say, be careful with what you say because you might make the mixtape.
I know. No. This one. Well, yeah, I don't know.
You want to know who Deontay Davis reminds me of?
I do.
BJ King.
Oof. Oof. That's what every fan just did on the radio. Oof.
He asked me last night, Can I get away with this?
Tell me more, Brian.
Oof. Because people immediately assume a guy who comes in overhyped and then doesn't live up to expectations. But if you're talking about what VJ King could have been, a tall wing, you know, athletic, got a nice skill set, I like where you're going. If you're talking about the VJ King that we thought we were getting as opposed to the VJ King we got, I think people would be more understanding. So if you feel about Davis the same way you felt about VJ King when he was coming in before we knew what we got,
mm-hmm.
that makes sense. But if you are talking about what we got at the end product, then people are going to be underwhelmed.
How much did VJ King average here?
Pull it up one sec.
If VJ King was raised in the same area, in the same family as DeAndre Davis, would VJ King have a different attitude? Do you remember when?
I don't know.
Do you remember when we discussed VJ King?
Let me explain VJ King really quick too. Mm-hmm. You know he left the University of Louisville, and like this goes under the table, but got picked up pretty quick by the Knicks.
Like, he was in the G League for a little while.
Yeah, right. I mean, immediately. The Knicks organization, yes. You know, obviously.
So do we want to go career stats or year by year?
We can go year by year.
All right, so freshman year, he played 13 and a half minutes a game, averaged 5.5 points, 2.5 rebounds, and 0.5 assists.
Mm-hmm.
His sophomore season, he played 25 minutes a game, averaged 8.6 points, 3.3 rebounds, and about 1 assist. And then his junior year, his last year here, he played 13 and a half minutes a game, averaged 3.9 points, 3 rebounds, and about 0.5 assists.
Stop his career him to Wayne.
Totals.
Huh? Stop comparing him to Wayne. Sorry.
His career totals averaged out when you do the three. He averaged 17, 18 minutes a game, 6 points, 3 rebounds, and almost an assist.
Skill set.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like VJ.
Mm-hmm.
From a different environment, though.
Mm-hmm.
From a different place.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it would be impossible.
A little bit different player because Tay Davis can play he plays point guard.
Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah. Add that to it. But you understand what I'm saying? Like when you saw VJ by himself dribbling, right?
Mm-hmm.
You thought he could play the 2, 3, 4, anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
When he got uncomfortable in clutch situations and started picking up the ball, it was like once he lost his nerve, it just kept going downhill.
Well, yeah, I think VJ, I mean, you can also, you can even listen to that stat that, I mean, okay, he started to get better, you know, and then, again, he come here to play. I'm not totally crapping on him because, I mean, he played for 3 different coaches
in
3 years.
Right.
He come here to play for Rick Pitino. He probably should have left when Coach Pitino got fired. He probably, hindsight 2020, but he's one that probably should have took his rear end straight somewhere else.
Mm.
And I think his career would have been a little bit different. He averaged 8 points a game. There were games when Padgett's year,
yep,
that actually I was like, man, VJ,
no,
watch out. Yeah,
VJ
yeah.
had a huge upside. Yeah. I mean, will we admit that VJ's problems were 90% in VJ's head?
Well, that third year, he was his own worst enemy at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like, dude.
You remember, because he couldn't hit layups. Like, he almost by himself, he like, he turned into playoff P at the free throw line. Like,
I know. Well, and we're talking, we're sometimes too smart of a fan base because we started to literally, I remember he flew through and got a rebound one time. And this crowd was literally like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
yes. You know, we were like, yeah.
We rooted him.
And it was like, this is like a
race. We rooted him.
Yeah, it was like we pushed him so, like we wanted him to succeed so bad. Yep. You know, we were just like.
But we also could physically see when he had a layup, Steve.
Yeah.
He was waiting for something to go wrong. If I play a game that VJ was in, you know, 2 years ago, or, you know, if I play one of those games, mm-hmm. and we watch it, you can physically see where he was just choking up on the basketball.
Yeah.
Where he just.
You said it at that junior year, we were sitting at that table, and you said, dude, he's got the yips. This is a problem.
Yeah. Because you remember he was missing those layups around the basket. Like, how did you miss that? Like, you don't even. Like, you're literally waiting on somebody to come, you know.
Can I help a little bit on the comparison, too? Because last night, the way you said it to me was this. And I agreed with you. You said, and this was organically, Marcus said, okay, Steve, I'm going to make a comparison, see what you think. He said, Tay Davis looks like a more aggressive, or he looks like VJ King if VJ King was aggressive. And now that... I agree with. Because you remember, VJ King punched on a couple people here at Louisville.
VJ.
You remember his dunk against Marquette?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
VJ had the tools.
So what if, let me say to your point, just if somebody's not understanding, what if you had a guy who played that way?
all the time. Yeah, VJ's skill set.
Yeah.
With an aggressive attitude. Listen, what if I said you gave VJ DeAndre Davis's attitude?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ain't a much better passer. Because like I said, Tay Davis is a good passer. He's a good player.
What if I said you give...
He's 6'6". You can put the ball in his hand.
What if I said you go get VJ again and you could give him 80% of the... That's saying, let's say, okay, DeAndre's the dog. His brother's 80% of that.
Yeah.
Let's say you gave VJ King 80% of DeAndre Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Would you sign up for that experiment again?
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Sure.
In a heartbeat.
Sure.
We VJ looked like he... aggressive, this it was around 28-35%
yeah
aggression level.
Oh yeah, yeah, he
if that right. Yeah. So yeah, if you were gonna automatically bump his aggression meter up to 80%, that's what he looks like.
And put an older brother on the team.
Yes, going going into his senior year, that's what he looks like now.
Yeah,
he's gonna look amazing to y'all.
Yeah.
He's going to look amazing to you guys.
Yeah.
Of course, highlights don't show a lot of one-on-one defense, so I can leave some disclaimers out. You know, you got to be able to stop your man.
Okay, he's not as good defensively as DeAndre. But like I said, I mean, we're talking about a kid that's 6'6", 6'7", that can play the point, can legitimately be the point guard. that's... It's not a bad little.
And he's going into a year where he's still continuing to work this skill set.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, you're going to put him into a roster that's going to have L. Ellis, Noah Locke, you know.
And when he's chilling, guess what he's going to do? Come up to Louisville and work out with the team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that's any secret.
Right, like, right.
I imagine he is here playing.
Right, as much as humanly possible.
Sure, I mean, he's right up the road.
Yep.
Hour and a half away, look, 2 hours away tops.
Meet me halfway. I'm going to come stay with you for the week.
Well, the team likes and communicates with him quite a bit on Twitter, so I think it's one of those things where, because actually when they were doing the live the one night, and Dre, JJ, and Malik were on there, and like... Dre or Malik was like, oh, yeah, like Tay would smoke Dre. Like, you know, it's like, yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah. Wait a minute. Malik said your brother will smash you.
Yeah. And so, anyways, like, so that's already a thing, you know. So he obviously is a part of
the family.
The family, yeah. This is a good comparison. My wife's uncle just said, I like this comparison a lot. PJ Dozier. Do you remember PJ Dozier?
Yeah.
Because I thought that too. Dozier, which was one of the ones that we got just thieved from us. just thieved.
Right.
Shoe company thieved from us.
The one that forced Rick to just say
he was
no.
A Louisville Cardinal and ended up being a Gamecock.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it was like, no, we had him.
That's the one Rick says, look, I'm not playing this anymore.
But the difference is PJ Dozier's in the NBA. And him and VJ were such good. That's a tremendous comparison, really. And it's like those two. It was almost like they're the same type of player.
Yep.
If you just had his mindset, you would dominate. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an excellent comparison. And like, man, if you bring in a guy like that to add to that team, it's like, it's, you know what I'm saying? Like. And then look, playing the long game. You're not long game, but over the next 3 years, you're gonna have Tay Davis. Hopefully, you get a guy like Caleb Glenn. You put him in there. Oh. You know, you start adding, and it's like you start looking at these rosters. And I understand where Louisville fans, past, present, and future, are getting behind the product that is coming to the University of Louisville.
I was hoping to get the news before 11 o'clock. You got 1 hour left, Coach.
Come on, Sydney. Actually, no. No, it's not Sydney's fault. Come on, Coach. What are y'all doing?
Cahill?
What are y'all doing?
Earn your money, Cahill.
What are they doing down there? Think he's playing with the team? Or
Coach McMaines, you running off my guys already?
Question.
You work them out too hard?
After the break, I got a question for you. Here's my question. I'm going to let you think about it through the break. Sydney Curry's on campus. Which coach has a better chance at closing the deal? because I have my own opinion on that.
Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.